retired Army Ranger Captain Bryant Middleton, now a decorated Florida veteran, was just a kid when he went to the Dozier School for Boys in the 1950s.
I served our country for over 20 years in combat, deployed across the world. I've been on 6 of the 7 continents in uniform. I've seen a lot of horror in my lifetime. I have. The battles of Dozier, though, are the ones that harmed me the worst, destroyed my life.
Over the years, many men have come forward talking about the sexual and physical abuse they suffered at the school, and Brian says he's no different. Sent to Dozier for being, quote, incorrigible, he says he received brutal beatings at a building nicknamed the White House for infractions, like eating blackberries and not pronouncing a teacher's name right. Middleton says the most severe beating occurred when he and another boy decided to run away because they were so scared.
Our cottage father found out about it. 2 o'clock in the morning, the state car arrived at the cottage. Mr. Hatton, Mr. Tidwell, and the superintendent, Mr. Dozier, took the two of us down to the White House, and I was the first to be beaten. I lost count at 56. I passed out. I awoke in the other room, laying on the bed with a bloody nightgown and blood running down my leg as a child.
Andy says he was also sexually abused.
Once by a medical doctor, another by a gentleman who claimed to be a child psychologist. I will tell you that I would rather be sent back into the jungles of Vietnam than to spend one single day at the Florida School for Boys.
And many other survivors say other boys fared worse because they died due to the abuse and were laid in unmarked graves. That's why Middleton says as his wounds continue to heal, he's grateful Florida lawmakers are considering making a formal apology to the Dozier wards. Stories like his are why Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran is making this one of his priorities.
I have 6 children. I have the youngest two are an 8-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. The youngest child, who was tortured and abused in Dozier, was 6 years old. And so I looked into it, and I got with General Bondi. And there's still one of the guards who tortured these children is still alive. And we went through every machination to try to figure out how we could still prosecute and bring justice. And we'll still work at it. We're not going to give up yet.
For now, a bill formally apologizing to the former Dozier wards unanimously passed its first Senate committee Monday. It's by St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Rousson.
It, one, expresses regrets for a shameful past and a shameful history. Secondly, it sincerely apologizes on behalf of the legislature. And lastly, it declares a commitment to make sure that these atrocities, these tragedies, never happen again.
Meanwhile, the House bill is slated to get its first hearing Thursday in the House Judiciary Committee. It's chaired by Palm Harbor Republican Representative Chris Sprouse. He says it includes creating Dozier memorials as well as a reburial effort of the unclaimed remains of boys on Earth on the property a few years ago by University of South Florida researchers.
The first is to reinter the bodies of the young men in 1914 who were lost in the dormitory fire, to reinter those bodies at Boot Hill Cemetery in Marianna. The second is to reinter the unclaimed remains of the Dozier men who are currently in the care and custody of the University of South Florida. And the third is to have 2 memorials, one in Marianna and one in the state capitol, so that never again shall we forget what happened at Dozier. And we will be given going forward the responsibility of ensuring that nothing like this happens again to children under the care and custody of our state.
He says a lot of what's included in the bill comes from recommendations by the Dozier Task Force created by the state legislature last year. The House bill also includes language to name a USF Forensic Center after one of the Dozier victims. Forensic investigating helped USF researchers find the Dozier remains. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.